And I'm hoping quite earnestly that President Trump very, very soon, there are about 70 days to go between now and January the 20th, I hope very soon he will indeed concede so we can get along with the important transition of power from the Trump administration to the what will be called the Biden administration.
All right. So on the national stage, Bill, other countries who may look up to us as a model, the democratic process for our elections, especially the presidential election for the leader of the country, what kind of message does this send to them? And obviously, there's good players in the international community, and there are some questionable or bad players.
Exactly. And what I hope that President-elect Biden will do is invest in the alliances which have been frayed, particularly our European allies, many of whom have congratulated leaders of those countries like Germany and France and the UK have congratulated President-elect Biden. Those alliances, those relationships are terribly important. And in a survey last year, only one-third of Europeans that were surveyed believed that America was headed in the right direction and they trusted America as an ally. That's not a very good percentage. We need to do better than that. Instead of saying America is great, we ought to be saying America is back. Back in the routine of finding, repairing, and improving relationships with allies around the world, not just in Europe, but in the Middle East, in Asia, in Latin America. We have many reasons why we want to have good relationships with other countries, not just for security purposes, but for lots of other purposes, not the least of which is global health right now. Everybody's worrying about a new vaccine. Well, here's an opportunity. We're going to have it here in America, hopefully in the not too distant future. Here's an opportunity to share what we have developed with other countries of the world. I think it will improve our image around the world. So Donald Trump needs to do what is right. And the sooner he does it, the better it will be for Joe Biden and his transition team.